It's Weekday. I'm Steve Scheer. Here's W.S. Merwin, poet, translator, and how important translating is to his understanding of his own contemporary poetry. I asked him about that, why translating was important to him. And he told me about the first poem he translated by the Roman Emperor Hadrian.
Well, the Emperor Hadrian, this is supposed to be his only poem. It's a little tiny six-line poem that I knew all my life.
And, do you remember it?
Hmm?
Do you remember it? Do you recall it?
I can, yeah, I can remember it. Little soul, little stray, little drifter. Now where will you stay? All pale and all alone. After the way you used to make fun of things. It's the last line that floored everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's how do you do that? How do you deal with that? You never would take anything seriously. You made a joke of everything, you know. And you used to make fun of things.
How come you have been a translator? I know it was a work, but what was the draw?
Well, I'd already started, but I went to see Ezra Pound when I was 18. I didn't know anything about his politics, fortunately, because he was a hero of mine. I thought, this is a guy who comes from a very humble background in the way out in the West, and who decided that he was going to be a poet of all strange things in our society, and he did it. And that's what I want to do. And you can't explain that to anybody, or you couldn't then. You know, this is when I was growing up in the 40s and 50s. This just didn't make any sense to me. You want to be a poet. Yeah, okay, well, you know, you write your little poem that might appear in the newspaper or something. What are you going to do with your life, you know? That's what I want to do with my life. Well, that didn't make any sense to anybody. What are you going to live on? I don't know. You know, find out. Of course, models were not contemporary models, but when you find somebody who did it. So I went to see Pound, and Pound said, he said, if you're going to be a poet, you have to take yourself seriously, and if you're going to do that, you have to write poetry every day. You have to work at it. You have to really learn how to do it, which means learning language, your language. And the way to learn your language is to translate. You translate from other languages. He said it'll teach you your own language, because I found that it's amazingly true, because you find a phrase that gets the literal meaning of what you're translating, and then you think, yeah, but that's nowhere near a poem. That's nothing like what the poem is about, and there must be a better way of saying it too. By the time you're finished, you've found 20 different ways of saying it, which you never would have found any other way. You know, you don't sit down, find me 20 ways of saying this phrase. You don't do that as an exercise. I mean, how boring. But if you've got a poem that you want to translate, you know, O verán las oscuras colondrinas de su balcón sus nidos a colgar. They will come back, the dark swallows, to hang their nests under your balcony. Does that make it, well, you know, sort of, but... It doesn't have the song of the original there, and you go working on that thinking you can do better than that, and you're always going to be able to do better than that. The translation is never final. That's another good lesson too. You see, you go on saying there's always going to be another translation. In the meantime, you're learning your language.
W.S. Merwin is a poet and a translator of other poets. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, two times over. So, what happened with this poem, this Hadrian poem?
I don't know.
Although I've tried to translate poetry in full awareness of the limitations, the utter impossibility of the enterprise you wrote, ever since those student days, never occurred to me to attempt to import this small solitaire. And then it arises out of, so is that the affinity? Some affinity?
I think so. Yeah, I'd always loved it. I always thought, what a miraculous little poem. But I was... very upset about the death of a dog, in fact. It was filling my life. And this phrase, little soul, animula, little soul, And all of a sudden, the whole poem was there. You know, it just. But these, if they don't come partly out of the unknown, I don't think they're going to be a real poem. Robert Frost wrote this wonderful thing about poetry. He said, if you know too much about a poem to begin with, you spoil the poem. You have a phony poem. You know too much. He said, a poem should come to exist on the water of its melting, like a piece of ice on the stove. You know, you begin by knowing something about it, and then the poem itself emerges like that on its own. And it always takes you a bit by surprise.
And yet you're crafting those poems.
Yes,
I mean, you're
going all those things.
Forth and
oh, yes, that's the part of you that knows something. And it's very important.
That's the part of you that knows something.
Yeah.
That knows that there's something in there,
yeah,
like a
yeah,
sculptor.
Yeah, yeah,
finding
that's right. Yeah.
Figure in the
yeah. These are both working together, and they have to work together. And, you know, the one can't sort of muscle the other one out of the way, that it won't work. They both have to be, and what the connection is, we don't know either. You know, this is true of so many things we do. I mean, you watch a great basketball player, you watch a great athlete of any kind. Do they know what they're doing? Do they think about what they know? They don't think about what the next step is going to be or what they don't think about it at all. But they do know about what they're doing. They know very well what they're doing.
And they've practiced it.
They practice until it takes them over. You know, their practice is themselves.
And so why do you think that magic, there's a little bit of magic there, or mystery, call it what you will, is not as much, I was going to say a part of this culture, because we had started talking about where poetry is. But of course it is a part of this culture.
It is.
In many other
yeah,
places.
Yeah, sure.
But not apparently in our appreciation of poetry or
any of the arts, really.
Yeah.
I think this is true of all the arts. And I think poetry is different from any of the other arts because it employs the same language that prose does, the same words, and it's the same. You know, when we don't paint a little picture if we want to buy a car, or if we want to tell a lie, or if we're trying to seduce somebody or whatever it is, you know, we use language, and this is the language that writes Shakespeare. It's also the language that that the advertisements are written in. You know. And it's marvelous. Neruda, Michael was talking about Neruda as I came in. Neruda said, "I like language because it's dirty, you know, because it's like the dirt on a shovel handle or something like that. You know, it's been used for everything."
So then there's the poetry of the poetry of advertising, the poetry of everyday speech. Is that poetry?
Yes. Yes.
It's
all part of it.
So that takes me back to what I heard you say, which is that the poem arises out of something you hear.
That's right.
Phrase.
Where is the poem? Where are the words? Are they in our heads? Are they on the page? Are they in our voices when we speak them? That's part of it. The other thing is, where do they come from? They come from a past that we don't really know. They've been used by other people in other circumstances. Every time we use them, they're slightly different. We can't even say what the difference is. And yet, you know, we have dictionaries that say what the meaning is. But the meaning is a very limited view of the whole thing. The meaning is what they mean when we say them at that particular moment. It's the more one deals with language, and the more one deals with poetry, they don't get less mysterious, they get more so. And I think that's the thing about our own minds, that if we gave ourselves a break and paid attention to it instead of what we were supposed to be thinking and what we were supposed to be doing and what, you know, how we were supposed to be reacting to everything, we might notice that we knew things and we understood things. We were being drawn in directions that we had never recognized before. And
I like the notion that it's a mystery that we can always just sort of plumb, but never get to the bottom.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
That's W.S. Merwin, the award-winning poet and translator. It's Weekday. I'm Steve Scherr.